This is the story of the latest milestone in a Vatican space connection, one which began at the time of the 1969 moonwalk, when Paul VI made history by sending a first papal radio message to astronauts hurtling through space. Over 40 years on Saturday 21st of May, Benedict XVI continued that trend, going one step further in a two-way approach to space, a conversation. It took place in a landmark audio-visual satellite link-up with two crews of astronauts, those who work at the station in space and those who'd reached there on the shuttle Endeavour. This event, which was the result of international cooperation and organised by the European Space Agency, included serious, touching and even humorous moments, which brought a smile to the Pope's face as the astronauts, who could not see the Pope but knew he could see them, played on the floating elements in space, among which a coin he'd given them representing Michelangelo's depiction of creation in the Sistine Chapel. The appointment began shortly after 1 p.m. Rome time.
Welcome aboard the space station, Your Holiness.
And when the Holy Father replied, he began by recognizing the scientific progress as well as express his admiration for the astronauts' courage as representatives of humankind in a mission to explore new spaces, adding they intend placing the results of their research and endeavours at the disposal of all humanity and for the common good. But the Pope also remarked he didn't really want to be the only one doing the talking.
If you don't mind, I would like to ask you a few questions.
And question the astronauts he did, asking about the perspective from their observation point in space, regarding issues ranging from the contribution of science to the causes of peace among nations in the earth below, to the responsibility and concern for the future generations of our planet. The answers were brief and pragmatic.
People fight over many different things, as we're seeing in the Middle East right now. It's somewhat for democracy in certain areas, but usually people fight for resources. On Earth, often people fight for energy. You know, the science and the technology that we put into the space station to develop a solar power capability gives us pretty much unlimited amount of energy. And if those technologies could be adapted more on Earth, we could possibly reduce some of that violence.
By working together and by cooperating, you know, we could overcome many of the problems that face our planet. We could solve many of the challenges that face the inhabitants of our planet. It really is a wonderful place to live and work, and it's a wonderful place to view our beautiful Earth.
And as might be expected, there was also a question surrounding the origins and destiny of the universe and humanity.
Also an adventure of the human spirit, a powerful stimulus to reflect on the origins and on the destiny of the universe and humanity.
In the midst of your intense work and research, the Holy Father asked the astronauts, do you ever stop and reflect like this, perhaps even say a prayer to the Creator? Or will it be easier for you to think about these things once you have returned to Earth? The reply expressed the intensity of the moment.
We all have an opportunity when the nights come to look down on Earth. Our planet, the blue planet, is beautiful.
And ended by this astronaut floating the coin representing Michelangelo's depiction of creation, given to him by the Holy Father.
ISS, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event in Vatican City. Thank you.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.